The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
What are the vax figures?
Vax figures. So today, more than 1,219,000 fully vaccinated, 55.2% of the WA population 12 and over. And some breaking news in terms of national vax figures, we've now reached 70% vaccinated for double dose across the country.
Across the country. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that triggers the national plan at 70%, yeah. The argument would say.
Oh, yeah. And most of them are in New South Wales, which is all that the federal government cares about anyway. So, but here's some news for you. Here's some news for you, hot off the presses. So elderly Australians living in aged care will now be offered a third COVID jab from the second week of November. People with compromised immune systems have been able to get their third jab now for about a week following an announcement from the federal government and the Health Minister Greg Hunt. And so now elderly people in aged care will be eligible for those booster shots as well. So
do you know what happens after you've had your third one? Do you get a fourth one the following year, or how's it work?
I guess you have to keep on getting them.
I would say,
like the flu jab, based on you have to keep doing it. Like, I think the efficacy of the jab wears off after, if in the case of Pfizer, like six to nine months, something like that.
I was AstraZeneca lasts a bit longer. Getting the booster 9 months after your second jab.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So that would put us probably into the first half of next year.
Yeah, I would say it'll be like the flu jab. You'll have to keep on getting it, and over time you might find the what's in there changes a little bit to combat new variants. Because no doubt for the pharmaceutical companies, there's multiple billions of dollars in keeping up on, with the vaccine.
So good having an epidemiologist on the crew here at the West Live as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
I honestly feel like
I could be an epidemiologist.
Oh, no, we've been
at this
living
point.
And breathing it, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. You know, I was just wondering. I'm like, yeah, we've got the booster shot. Then what happens? Yeah. Then what happens? I mean, we've got people here who haven't even had their first shot. And we're talking about people having their third one.
Yeah, well, you know, get in, people. Like, there's no time like the present.
If you look at the graph, this is the problem. The number of people getting their second shots is going up, but it's just stagnant, the first dose. Nothing is working. That bloody ad hasn't worked. Nothing's working.
That's completely forgotten about.
Do we just pay people to get it?
Yeah. Well,
do we just be done with it?
I do believe that's what I said right from the very start, that we need to incentivize people, because it's the anti-vaxxers, hard to get through to them no matter what you do. But the complacent, the lazy, the apathetic, the ones that are just hesitant out of no real ideological issue, you can get them over the line if you incentivize them. And that's what we need to do.
Well, how long do you think it's okay to keep families divided? Look, I've got a vested interest in this because my family's over it. So I'm just interested to know, how long is it okay to keep families divided?
Oh, I think
should
it gets,
we get compensation
I think it gets tougher.
For
I think
being
it,
detained?
I think it gets tougher and tougher as the East Coast starts to open up and their vaccination rates are, you know, so it's New South Wales is probably going to hit 90% vaccination rate. And so I think, you know, when we start to see all the freedoms that they have, international travel and stuff like that, I think it's going to become increasingly difficult for Mark McGowan to justify keeping the border shut. But it all hinges on people getting the vaccine. So, you know, I feel like we're in the hands of all of those people who still haven't done it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find I had been a big supporter of the hard border, and I just find I'm starting to
waver
like a muscle on a jetty, starting to be prized off.
It's interesting,
off that
right?
Slightly.
Like, I wonder if other people who've been double vaxxed like us are starting to feel the same. You know, like we've done the right thing. Now, you know, don't penalise us because of a few people who are not doing the right thing.
And that's the thing. People are missing out on family things, occasions, milestones, seeing their family, you know, supporting their family members if they're sick, if they're dying. All of this stuff is not happening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll watch it all very closely in the months ahead. Matt Tinney, thanks for joining us again. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Have a good one, mate.